wisdom would suggest that this so-called government shutdown, which really isn't a government shutdown.
Slowdown.
But this so-called government shutdown is now going to have a political blowback on Republicans in Congress. And most of the damage, I assume, from the fact that there is a shutdown starts right away, right, with the news that, oh, it's a shutdown.
Chris Matthews saying Nancy Pelosi will be Speaker because of the cruelty of the Republicans.
Yeah, and, of course, that's the storyline that they've wanted all along through this, which is very obvious because you had, you know, one chamber, the House, say, okay, let's defund Obamacare. The Senate says no. They say, okay, let's delay it for a year. The Senate says no. They say, okay, let's all be the same here. We'll have equal treatment on who gets what as far as Obamacare. In other words, no exemptions for federal employees or members of Congress. No. So that tells me that the Senate and Democrats wanted a shutdown because they believe politically it'll be bad for Republicans. Will it?
I think the biggest mistake here is the Heidi Heid camps and the Anne Franken. States that have some sanity are going to be very unhappy about the selfishness of not voting to stop the exemption for the government workers.
Do they know?
Well, that's our job.
If we were in Mall of America today and found 100 people, would they know Al Franken voted against defunding, voted against the delay, voted against equal treatment?
I don't know, but Ted Cruz's star is rising. I think people are aware. You know, can't go to Mount Rushmore. You're going to get your mail. You can get your Social Security check. Military will get paid. But then it starts to get nasty as far as treatment for wounded veterans. And but the food stamps will keep cooking.
Military goes. Post office goes. Air traffic control goes.
FBI.
TSA. Law enforcement. Social Security and Medicare checks go out. As you said, food stamps continue to be administered. So, you know, you're talking about the biggest impact, probably the parks, right? EPA. Is everybody in North Dakota going to cry about the EPA having a few people have to stay 15, home?
15,000 of the 16,000 EPA people are gone home. They cannot do damage, as Will Rogers said, when they're gone.
Yeah, so maybe this isn't all bad. I don't know. Anyway, what's your take on this today? Let us know at 855-200-1776. My point is, now that it's happened, I don't know that the incentive is to end it quickly. I think it's to educate the American people.
They had to make that decision because the only way they don't look like Obama with no red line, a fuzzy red line, is to hang in there all the way to the defunding or the debt ceiling on the 17th of October. They got to hang tight till then because then they got real leverage, and that's very clear constitutional leverage.
Some people think better leverage.
Much better. Clearer.
In the negotiating.
Because of the already funded aspects of Obamacare.
But, of course, the political narrative on this has been, hey, you're going to shut down the government because you can't get your way? The political argument there will be, you're going to derail the economy? You're going to threaten the good name of the United States of America because you can't get your way? You know,
the cavalier confidence of Obama out golfing on Sunday. Harry Reid not even showing up. The Republicans, another thing. They're showing they're working hard. They're trying to find compromise. No negotiation. Here's the guy that talked about negotiation and transparency. It looks like the Republicans are really trying to do something here.
I don't think this is all bad. I really think it's time. I think it's time for an adult conversation.
That's right.
About the peril we find ourselves in. And that's why I think this is not all bad. I mean, I really do. So, you know, and again, politically, who knows? Nobody knows. I mean, Newt Gingrich was on with us not long ago. He argued that everything we think about the shutdown when they, you know, the showdown with the House Republicans and the Clinton administration, remember?
Yep.
Was a political disaster. He argues it wasn't.
No.
I mean, that if you go back and look at the elections after where they gained seats and, you know, so some, you know, everybody's got a different opinion on that. Here's a couple of calls that have come in on this topic and others. 855-200-1776. What's your take today? Let's be the adults in the room here and let's analyze this. Let's give me your take. Here's a couple of calls that have come in already on the program. 855-200-1776. When you call, by the way, if you press 1, you can just leave a message, leave your comment. We'll get to it. Or if you'd like to chat with us on the air and have a little conversation, just press 2. Go ahead and roll the first one, Aaron.
What's it going to take for you Republican people to realize it's your party's fault for all this mess? You can blame your party and the Tea Party also. The Democrats, it isn't their fault. They can't work together. Why do you think nothing's getting done in Washington?
All right, well, again, let's just unpack that statement a little bit on working together. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a massive new law that was rammed through in the middle of the night that has brought problem after problem since.
All kinds of unintended consequences and incompletenesses.
So the Republicans say, well, wait a minute here. It's unpopular. We're going to defund it. Doesn't pass. All right? Tell you what, we're going to delay it for a year so we can fix some of this mess.
Get it
Doesn't
right.
pass. Then they say, well, let's all make sure we're living the same underneath the... You know, the same law.
No. Let's spend a minute there, Scott. They don't have to be in Obamacare. The people in government, our servants, don't have to submit to this atrocity. This is hypocritical, arrogant, and absurd.
So my point is, in answering that caller, when he said there's no negotiation, isn't that a compromise? Didn't I just give you three examples of a compromise
right.
that were ultimately rejected, which would have to lead you to believe that the Democrats wanted the shutdown? So, with all due respect, sir, to say this is all the Republicans' fault, you know, you've really consumed the Kool-Aid, in my view.
Right, and remember that the American people are very, very upset with Obamacare. There's a lot of people. In fact, there's a candidate, Pat McGeehan, in West Virginia, you know, the old Rockefeller seat that he retired. He said he would have stood alongside Cruz. Roden said he would have stood alongside Cruz. Sam Clovis. More and more people are saying Cruz. And these are people running for the United States Senate in 2014. It's showing some powerful benefits to be strong. People like a little backbone.
Now, the reason I think that caller blames the Republicans is because he believes Harry Reid's right, and Harry Reid likes to blame the Tea Party. Listen to what he said last night.
They've got some jerry-rigged thing about going to conferences. It's Madam President, it is embarrassing that these people who are elected to represent the country are representing the Tea Party, the anarchists of the country, and the majority of the Republicans in the House are following every step of the way.
The House has made its position known very clearly. We believe that we should fund the government, and we think there ought to be basic fairness for all Americans under Obamacare.
So when he was
there you go. So that was first Harry Reid with his dusting off his famous Tea Party's anarchist line.
But anarchy, do you realize what anarchy means is lawlessness? Well, I went to Washington with 500,000 Tea Party people after. And there was a couple thousand angry black people there at the same time having a counter-revolution, counter-demonstration. After the 500,000 left, it was spotless. The park police and cleaners and people at work there could not believe how everybody cleaned up after themselves.
Doesn't sound like anarchists to me.
Incredibly law-abiding. We want to exercise our right to protest, our right to vote, and now what is looming for these people is they exercise our right to impeach. These are people that are very ultimately law-abiding. They're defending our law better than any other group in America. The law of the land is the Constitution.
Another call here on a different topic, but we welcome any and all. 855-200-1776 as we get cranked up for today. And what's on your mind? Roll that one here.
Hey, Scott. Since Rush came home to AM 1100, I've come back home to AM 1100. Nice catch, nice move. Thanks for all that you do for the cause.
God bless you. We welcome that return of that Lester and so many others.
You know, it felt substantial yesterday. Many calls. It feels weighty following Rush. I gotta say, it's a trip, man. It's a little daunting. An old guy following Rush, the Rush. You know.
Well, I mean, Rush serves a role nationally, and you know, you and I are hard at this here in the heartland. So,
you know, like today, I got the best expert on Minshew is going to be on the radio with me from Minnesota, Dave Racer. You know, and we've got an expert from North Dakota. So we define the national issues according to our listening area.
Yeah.
Plus, we're more accessible than Rush. Let's face it. It'd take you 2 hours to get through him, and then if you're not right for Snerdly, you're gone. And he can get through to us in usually about 5 minutes unless we've got a hot guest going on.
There you go. 855-200-1776, 701. 258-0550 is our number during the What's On Your Mind hours as well. If you, who doesn't like an 800 number, right?
I bet you're going to have some interesting guests today on that program, aren't you? I guess you and Steve will talk about it now.
We're going to talk to Maggie Anderson and talk about the start of Obamacare and the impact on North Dakota. We're also going to talk with the folks from the Farm Bureau and the North Dakota Department of Game and Fish on some landowner sportsman issues. But obviously, we want to know what the listeners think, too, about this so-called shutdown and
the
who's
monster
to blame.
Day.
All coming up. Mark and I back at the bottom of the hour with more analysis. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I believe that the Republicans are doing exactly what they should be doing, and that maybe the Democrats can actually get a budget proposed during all this downtime so that we can stop kicking the can down the road. Thank you.
Bye. All right. There's someone on the Republican side evening the score a little bit between the finger-pointing and the blame game. And, you know, maybe Steve Bakken is here, and Steve and I are getting ready to crank up a conversation all across the Northern Plains on the news of the day, and certainly I keep wanting to say shutdown, and it really isn't a shutdown. You know, it's a showdown, is what it is.
But that's a slowdown.
Yeah, it's a government slowdown, but I mean, when I think of government, I think of the military. The military's not impacted. I think of the government, I think of, keeping the skies safe, air traffic control, and the Transportation Safety Administration. Those functions remain the same.
Is the IRS still working? Are they still collecting taxes?
Mail delivery continues. I don't know about the IRS, actually, but...
Well, if they're still collecting taxes, then they're still working.
EPA shuts down. That's a good thing, right?
That's
Can't complain there. The Social Security checks go out. Medicare checks go out. You know, the food stamp program's unaffected, so... I don't know.
I kind of reevaluated this, though, and I got thinking about this. I was going through and reading a bunch of stuff yesterday afternoon and evening and some different tacks on this. And after yesterday's show, I tend to agree with a couple of listeners. And Kevin Cramer posted a couple posts on his Facebook page yesterday. And, you know, this is already law. And I don't know if the Republican side is right holding up something that is already passed. It's already a law. As much as we may have a distaste for it, it is currently the law. Now, Congressman Cramer posted, and I am fully in agreement, I did kind of come to this conclusion, fine, you want it, have it, get rid of the loopholes. And that's the biggest rub I have on this. When you start picking winners and losers as a government, and I don't care if you're doing it in business, I don't care if you're doing it with the healthcare system, when the government's in the job of picking winners and losers, we all lose. There are no winners in that case. That's what they're doing. When they're having exemptions for different entities, and Kevin came out and flat out said, fine, then we should abide by it too. Congress, the White House, government agencies, if that's what you want, then that's what we all should have.
Here's what the point you're talking about, Kevin Cramer. Here's his statement, which we did post. He'll join us, by the way, tomorrow on the program, and obviously probably take a lot of calls on this, but I have this on our Facebook page, too. Majority Leader Harry Reid, this is in Kevin Cramer's words, his statement. Majority Leader Harry Reid kept the Senate empty all weekend while the House worked toward compromise. Now we submit our third funding bill to keep the government open and require fairness for all under Obamacare by getting rid of special health care treatment for the political class. If President Obama and the Senate reject something as basic as equal treatment under the law, they'll have to explain their vote to shut down the federal government for the sake of protecting special privileges for executive and legislative employees. I refuse to impose a law on the working men and women of America, which we don't even impose on ourselves. The party that imposed Obamacare on every American voted to exempt themselves, while the party that fought Obamacare voted to impose it on themselves. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, and
all
it was
or all out.
It was rejected, and he is right. The House was there all weekend long, and the Senate took Sunday off. So, some more comments on this from our listeners. Let's roll the comments we have coming in off here.
Morning, guys. Listen, I think that it's time that the American people stand up and instead of calling the Republicans and begging their representatives to do the right thing, I think it's time that they start calling the Democratic representatives and tell them what schmucks they are. We're sick of all the smoke and mirrors and lies and blaming it on the Republicans. You know, it's time that they start standing up representing the people and cut out with, you know, trying to sell a bill of goods to the American people. Start calling the Democrats and telling them what schmucks they are. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. More calls. Is that the answer?
Schmuck's a good word.
You know, I don't know you're going to get anywhere calling somebody a schmuck, right? You know, but
hey, the schmuck of the day.
yesterday on these two compromise votes, the first one that had passed over the weekend by the House was the one-year delay. John Hoeven voted for the one-year delay. Heidi Heitkamp voted against the one-year delay. Then on the final compromise, that was the equal protection, the equal, you know, treatment. Basically, that John Hoeven, yep, okay, I'll go for that. Heidi Heitkamp, no. And I think they also included something in the last piece where they would force a conference meeting. In other words, okay, we're sending you something, you're sending us something, and it keeps going back and forth here. Let's just sit down and figure this out. Rejected that too. So it's pretty clear the Democrats wanted a shutdown here now. This partial shutdown or whatever it is, and believe it'll benefit them politically, I guess.
I don't want that one-year delay. Implement it now. Implement it now, and when the midterm elections run around, come around next year, guess what? You people have had this under their belt for a year, and then they can make their decision.
Bob and Grafton, what's your take on the pickle?
Hi. Morning. Yeah, this is really a mess. But you know what? Republicans are doing the right thing. Nobody in this country wants Obamacare. People are losing their jobs. People are losing, going to part-time. You know, the cost is going up 100-200%. It's crazy. But I wanted to point something out. I think it might have been Adams in the Federalist Papers. Article 2, check that out. It clearly states that no member of Congress can make a law and then exempt themselves. It's a clear violation of federal law and liable under prosecution. Check that out. Article 2, I think it's of the Federalist Papers.
All right. And in answer to the question whether Republicans ought to give in to Democrats' demands that there be a clean CR, as they say, that there be no restrictions whatsoever, to heck with that, keep fighting, huh?
Absolutely. Keep fighting. I don't care. Look, I don't care if the government shuts down for 6 months. We need to fight. The American people want a fight. Now, a fight means you stand your ground until it's over. A fight doesn't mean you just give in a little bit and then, okay, well, let's continue. We'll try to fight it again another day, you know, with a continuing resolution. No. Let's stop it now. Let's stand our ground. Okay, let's be firm and let's have backbones and let's just do the right thing. I really support the Republicans, and I'm really charged about Cruz there. I really like him.
All right, Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you. Do others want to fight? Do you want a battle? You want a showdown here? He said 6 months it'll take. You know, very interesting.
I'd rather have a battle over the debt ceiling. It's like, my God, when are we going to quit spending? Scott, if you and I spent money like this and kept running, would we have our credit limit run up like this? I kind of pushed this off, and I deferred to our listeners yesterday a little bit, and I got thinking about things. And you know what? Implement it now. Lose the exemptions, but implement it now. And you wanted it, you got it. And the American people are going to have to deal with it.
And we're talking about it on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, friends.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce, his brother Wayne, and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is What's on Your Mind. What seems to be on the mind of many is what is dominating the news headlines today, and that is a partial government shutdown. That's probably the best way to describe this. It's more a slowdown than it is shutdown, because a lot of government will continue on. It will continue on as a result, in a reduced form, as a result of this battle in Congress. Should Republicans in Congress keep the fight up with the Democrats over a compromise on Obamacare? Do you want this fight to continue, or have they made their point? Who's right, who's wrong? Let us know what you think at 855-200-1776. Larry in Fargo wants to weigh in on this. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Scott. I'm starting a poll on when will the Republicans cave in and finish off the party.
What do you want them to do?
I want them to fight. They're doing great so far.
Amen.
What do Republicans always do? They cave in. The only thing they'll fight seriously for any length of time is their conservative base.
Well, let's define fight here for a moment. Through the October 17th deadline over the debt ceiling, maybe? In other words, keep this thing in this battle through that debate, add it to that?
I don't care if they have to keep it going for 5 years. It's the Democrats' fault. They haven't proposed a budget in how long?
Right. Yeah. So just keep making the point.
Boehner, Mitch McConnell, John Hovind and the like, they'll all cave. They always do.
We need a wake-up call in this country to realize what peril we're at, and this is an option to wake folks up, you know.
If the Republicans cave, the party's finished.
What do you mean by cave?
They are going to lose millions of folks like me.
Now, in other words,
sick and tired of being slapped in the face every time we turn around with them quitting. They always quit.
Okay, well, I haven't quit so far in this debate, right? I mean, they've kept passing.
So far, I'm betting that they'll cave before the end of the week.
I sure hope not. They had to be thinking of this before they did this. They've got the high ground.
What's there to lose at this point? Why wouldn't you continue to fight? I mean, there's no upside in.
Larry is really right. If they cave, they look weak.
Do you mean look weak? They are weak. Look at their past history. What haven't they caved on?
Well,
fighting conservatives.
The Democrats obviously think more political harm will go to Republicans. They've already got that. Because we're at a quote-unquote shutdown, right? So I don't know how that gets worse.
And when the Republicans cave, the Republican Party / GOP is finished.
So,
a third party is going to have to rise to get this country back, because the Republicans sure aren't going to get it back.
So caving, in your view, means giving up on any kind of delay
funding Obamacare, and that would be a major. That program is so bad. If they vote for anything that gives funding to Obamacare, their responsibility is to fund. It starts in the House. If they do this, they have really caved, and they are not as conservative as they should be. I agree with Larry about that.
Appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you.
Conservative at all, Mark?
A lot of them are. You know, Michelle Bachmann's pretty proud of at least this. It looks like some people are growing some backbones, and I hope they keep the backbones in there.
They are conservative enough to be labeled as anarchists by the Democratic leader.
And Tea Party freaks.
Yeah. Larry, appreciate the call. Thank you. Another call came in earlier. Steve had a comment on this. Roll that.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Scott. And good morning, Steve, if you're hearing this, too. This is Steve Johnson. I'm in North Dakota today, not Manitoba. Going to comment on a little shutdown. God, you have it right. The Republicans have done everything they can do to try to avoid a shutdown. They come in with compromise after compromise after compromise. The Democratic-run House said no, 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 no. And now they want to lay the blame on the Republican-run House. I don't get it. You know, this has everything to do with running our government as far as spending. Obamacare costs lots of money. So, yeah, it should be on the plate as far as how long the government can run and spend money. So, yeah, it should be on the plate. Something should be done. It's going to cost me more than double in my insurance costs and health care costs. And I don't have the money. So I applaud the Republicans for trying to get something done. If the government's got to shut down, it's got to shut down. That's just the way I feel right now. Thank you, bye.
Appreciate the call, Steve. Glad you're listening. Heidi Heitkamp's statement says the following. Republicans in the House of Representatives are holding our economy hostage by continuing to insist on attaching controversial add-ons to a must-pass government funding bill. North Dakotans are sick and tired of politicians in Washington playing games that hurt our economy. If the federal government shuts down, it could cost taxpayers $100 million per day and could lead to the furlough of 7,000 federal workers in North Dakota. That's just reckless. The House should pass the clean bill the Senate already passed so we can move on and work on the many major issues facing our country.
Obamacare is unconstitutional, no matter what the five goofuses on the Supreme Court thought. It is unconstitutional. This is the responsibility of the states and the individuals is to manage their own health care. It would have had to have been specifically stated in the Constitution. So anybody that really believes in constitutional government and the Republican Party, like, remember Michelle cried out, where in the Constitution do you see this, Mr. Obama, this health care thing? They have to never fund it, ever. And it is their responsibility to fund or defund. And they've got the debt ceiling. I hope that they hang tight. I hope they make it past the 17th of October, and now they're going to have some real leverage. And a lot of people are saying, go, Mr. Cruz, and trying to hope we can find a lot more people that can stand up with him and Michelle Bachmann.
This conversation will continue through a good portion of the program today and also in Mark's show, the Common Sense Club, a little later on. See, there's a full-page ad with the Babe and the Ox and an IV poll today in the Fargo Forum, encouraging people to get signed up for ImSure.
Well, can you imagine how much blood it would take to augment Paul Bunyan's deficiency?
Yeah.
Or were they giving the blood to the ox?
I'm still a little chagrined that Babe and the Ox are being used as
Very conservative, and you realize that the government never had a deficit when he was working in the woods.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Forum editorial today also says, pretty much, look, this Obamacare thing, it's the law of the land, so just
Just give up.
Yeah.
Just throw the Constitution away. Just go home and say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Obama. Yes, sir.
Never mind. The fact that people are, you know, not liking it. Never mind the fact that there's all kinds of delays and exemptions. And
of course, Sebelius has got her broom out. Witch Sebelius, partial birth abortion queen from Kansas, is flying around with her pointed black hat, wanting to administrate this along with what? The IRS. This is really wrong.
All right, let's talk a little bit of sports here before we...
Yeah.
Because we have lots of time on this topic, but we always like to get you updated on the sports scene a little bit. Gardy got his job back.
He got his job back. And, 96 losses, 99 losses. His last 3 years have not been so sparkling. So he has got a chance, but I sure hope the Twins get fired up. And
you know, it is amazing to me that we asked this question yesterday on the Facebook page, should Ron Gardenhire be fired as manager? Vast majority of people were, you know, fired the cheapskate owner.
Yep.
No.
Right.
Horrid pitching.
Absolutely.
Underproduction by guys like Maurer, Morneau, and Willingham, and playing journeymen who aren't the future. Chad, nope. Keep Gardy and get some pitching. Pat says the Twins need a new stadium. Yeah, that'll fix things. I think that was a joke. Scott says keep Gardy. Jeff says Gardy's managing has been sloppy this year. I saw the Tigers 1-0 win last week. Twins hitters were hapless, but a bonehead move cost them a chance. With one on, one man, with men on first and second, Gardy sent the runners on a 3-2 pitch. Result, strike him out. Throw him on, double play, and the cleanup hitter was on deck. So, anyway, other folks said Ryan ought to be fired before Gardy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so a lot of support out there for him.
And I'm really encouraged about the Timberwolves, and now we got the Wild ready to go. So we got two really great-looking teams. Adelman is excited about this team. We got Love Healthy. We got T. Martin. A nice-looking team. And I think they're going to get to the playoffs. Do I have any credibility? Probably not.
The T-Wolves are going to get the playoffs?
I think so.
Do you?
And I think the Wild are in the top four for Stanley Cup.
Quite a team.
Great team.
A lot of talent there.
Yep, it's just amazing. So the hockey season starts tonight, and that's just great. I think it's the third. Thursday is the Wild's first game.
And, of course, Major League Baseball playoffs. Now the Twins are out. Have you got a favorite?
Well, I'm gonna defer that thing. It's funny how favorites kind of
pop. You're not going to pick one?
Favorite team is the Texas Rangers, and, you know, they're looking pretty puny, too. They've really tumbled the last month. So I don't know. Pretty impressed with Detroit. I think maybe the bottom line is, yeah, with Torrey Hunter, okay, you talked me into it. Detroit. Go Detroit.
The Sioux and the Bison don't play in much, but they do play in volleyball.
Yes, they do.
And they played yesterday, and the Sioux win big 3-0 over North Dakota State.
That's got to feel pretty good, and considering all the controversy about football.
And they had a record crowd watch it, too.
Sure.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
Up there in Grand Forks. So 2,688 fans with the Betty. UND routed NDSU 25-19, 25-16, 25-15. Only lasted an hour and 18 minutes, the whole match.
That's really something.
Third straight win for the Sioux, a streak that includes two straight sweeps. So they're hot. I mean, it's unfortunate the Sioux and the Bison don't play in more things. But when they do, let's celebrate it, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad they did.
Win, lose, or draw.
And Gardy got a 2-year contract extension.
Yes, he did.
By the way. So.
So I hope. And, you know, you got to remember that he did, in 2010, many people thought he did almost the impossible because he's always having so many of his great players shipped off. He was manager of the year in 2010. That's not long ago.
Go get him, Gardy.
Yep.
Heart of gold, that guy.
Remember, they sent 8 of the Twins on the... ex-Twins were on the All-Star team. That's not Gardy's fault.
Back with more coming up. Don't go away, folks.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
I love a good old Western. That's Western, you know.
That is Western swing.
Country and Western. Remember that?
Well, I lived in Texas a good while.
Remember when it used to be called Country and Western?
I did.
You were a CW station. Country Western.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're back on the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Good morning. I'm Scott Hennen along with Mr. Mark Scogerbo. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. Here's some of your comments on this issue. Lori says, okay, here we go. I don't always get on my political soapbox, but today I have to, says Lori. I'm so sick of all of you griping about the shutdown and blaming the Tea Party and the Republicans. Here's what I have to say to them. Thank you.
thank you for having the gumption to stand up and do what
you
did.
Did you edit on the fly?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then.
Thank you for having the gumption to stand up and do what you know isn't
the
popular.
Resolve.
Yeah, resolve is the worst. To stand up and do what you know isn't popular because you believe so strongly in the fact that Obamacare is bad for the people.
Amen.
Thank you for having the moxie, that's her word, to do what is right, even though you know the backlash and blame you'll be getting. Thank you for your integrity and love for this country to do the right thing. For the rest of you, get off your hypocritical soapbox. Open your damn eyes and see the truth.
Oh.
If this was a union strike, you'd all be backing them. Well, this is our strike to find out what is wrong.
Right.
Quit letting yourselves being force-fed crap. I've edited it again.
You edited again?
I did, yeah.
She's kind of phlegmatic.
Yeah. Quit letting yourselves being force-fed crap while they tell you it's chocolate.
Oh.
That don't make it sweet.
That's nice. A rose by any other name.
You don't like what I have to say? Too bad. I have First Amendment rights, too. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, give them hell.
And Michelle. And you know what, folks? We need this. We need to call our congressman. If it happens to be Colin Peterson, how does Colin Peterson vote on this? With somebody, I didn't check that. I'm going to have my good man Aaron check out how Colin Peterson has been voting. We need to be calling our congressman and encouraging him to do right or stay right. I think Kramer's been right, and we need to encourage him to hang in there until forever.
Other comments on the question of the day. Should Republicans in Congress keep up the fight with Democrats over a compromise on Obamacare, defund, delay, and equal treatment have all been rejected by the Senate Dems? How long do you want this fight to continue, or have they made their point?
Have it made a point if how they make their point is fund Obamacare?
How long should children play with the life of the American people?
Oh.
Said one.
Mm.
Peggy says, when and what have the Dems ever compromised with the Republicans in this administration?
Kind of to Larry's point. Why do the Republicans always cave and not the Democrats?
Hal says, the president said yesterday, I will not negotiate. Why do Republicans have to compromise and give up their ideology? Let's stand firm until the president gives up his hard ideological stance. Troy says, leave it shut down until the arrogant clown gives in.
Arrogant clown.
Yeah. Mm. And Dwayne says, just long enough to have it on record with the American people, they opposed it. Then just a simple reminder of who opposed it during the 14 midterms.
Well, we've got the most important election in the history of mankind and the whole world on 2014, folks. It matters, but right now we can reach out to our congresspeople. There's people of many different, we got Christy Noem, just really a tough gal in South Dakota in our listening audience. We got several Minnesota people within our range. You know, Michelle Bachman, actually, there's some people that are within her range, Colin Peterson. So, you know, folks, call your Congress people and say, go. Don't cave in. Be strong for us, for our children.
All right. Here's the weather forecast as we are wrapping up this hour and going to get cranking with your calls again on these topics and more. In the valley, sunny today. About 70. It'll be breezy. I mean, real breezy. West wind.
It's going to get cold.
17 to 22, increasing to 24 to 25, 29 this afternoon. Winds as high as 38 today. Gusting as high as 38. Clear mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, chance of showers and partly sunny, 63 tomorrow. And new precip possibilities, up to a quarter of an inch possible. Wednesday night, some showers, cloudy, upper 40s. Thursday, showers, cloudy, low 60s. Thursday, showers, mostly cloudy, low around 47. Friday, 50-50 chance of rain near 53. The weekend looks cool.
Bleak.
Mid-40s on Saturday. Sunday, mid-50s.
Mm.
Check the oil patch. Sunny and low 60s today. Breezy, however. West winds, 23 to 29. Gusting as high as 40.
Oh.
And we're whipping around good. Tonight clear by 38. A little chilly. Breezy with a southwest wind at 17 to 22. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 60. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, upper 30s. Thursday, sunny, mid-50s. Friday, sunny, 50. Weekend, mid-50s. Saturday, Sunday, mid-60s. A little warmer in the patch. Right now, around the region, Fargo, 51. Grand Forks, 53. Jamestown, 49. Devil's Lake, 52. Wahpeton, 52. Valley City, 50. And out in the patch, looks like Minot 49, Williston 48, Tioga 45, Stanley Same at 45, 47.5 at Dickinson, Sydney, Montana 39 this hour, Miles City, Montana 44. Folks in South Dakota, Aberdeen 47, Watertown 47, Minnesota, Fergus 52, Thief River 52, Alexandria 54 degrees and clear skies at this hour.
Autumn has arrived.
Mark Skogerbol and the Common Sense Club following Rush Limbaugh on this very radio station, and yours truly and Steve Bakken welcoming your calls at 800-228-0550 with What's On Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.